Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Before we begin this episode of The Conversation Piece, I want to tell you about a new podcast focusing on a conversation many of us are having right now. With physical distancing rules in place, many Canadians are using the internet to connect in all sorts of new ways, while many others still are without access to high-speed internet. To find out what needs to be done to make sure that Canadians have the connectivity they need for the future, subscribe to Bandwidth on your favorite podcast player. It's the show with the gorgeous blue artwork. You'll be glad you did. When you hear country music, do you think art? What is art? If it is in the eye and the ear of the beholder, then wouldn't country music be art to someone? Cor Blund is a singer-songwriter and self-professed artist. His art form is country music. And in his own words, he works hard to create it and believes that work, that constant challenge to focus and refine, is what separates the artists from the rest. Welcome to The Conversation Piece. This is Cor Blund, speaking at the Walrus Talks in Calgary.
Hi, my name's Cor Blund. How are you feeling, Calgary? Okay. I write cowboy songs for a living, and I want to change the name of my talk, because I initially had titled, I think it's called Me and Art. The reason I named it that, because it was 3 in the morning, the deadline where I had to submit the title, and I was kind of lit up, and I thought it would be really funny to... I thought it would really be funny to pretend that I thought they wanted me to talk for 7 minutes about my uncle Art. And I've got a... He's my great uncle. He was a cowboy. I've got a great picture of him. So if we meet in the lobby, I'll show you the picture. But I would like to rename it to Art for Everybody. I'm going to start off with a couple of definitions. I've thought about this a lot in the van, about how to define art. My favorites are refined creativity and focused self-expression. And the adjectives are key there, because refined and focused, that's the only real difference between artists and people who think they aren't artists, because I think that anyone has had the experience of coming up with a line. I know people have come up with songs, because I get that all the time. But, you know, an idea for a movie, or they're doodling on a pad with a pen, and it turns out better than they thought. Any of those things, that's all it is, really. It's just, that's all artists do, is take those things and focus on them and spend a lot of time and commitment and hard work refining those things, and eventually, I guess they're artists, right? It sort of dovetails into something that I feel strongly about. I think that natural talent is overrated, and I think that desire trumps it. That doesn't mean that there aren't people who are ahead of us. And we, you know, like, I know plenty of people who could sing without any training, and they could play guitar, and I know people who can write very well without any training and dance. But I also know people who can do those things really well who haven't pursued them enough, and it's really frustrating for those of us who had to work at it. In the lean years, I used to teach guitar lessons, and everybody had a reason they thought they couldn't play guitar. Their hands are too big, or their hands are too small, or too thick or too thin. But really, 99% of the time, it's really just a matter of doing it. This is important, because we all have people around us who are clearly ahead of the game before, you know, they're further along than we are, but I think that can be overcome. I think that's a really important point. That's also not to say that it doesn't discount the fact that there are Michelangelos out there and Charlie Russells and Jimi Hendrixes that will never be, but I firmly believe that anybody who's willing to put the time into it and the commitment and the hard work can be an artist and create great art. That's kind of the rub, the last sentence, because the hard work is really hard, and it's not like ditch digging hard. It's psychologically hard. Art has a way of sneaking up on you and making you really examine yourself in a really deep way. If you're going to really fully commit to an artistic life, you have to re-examine yourself over and over and over, and it's really scary, and it's depressing, and it's sad. But it's true. I think everybody will attest to that who does art. But on the flip side, it's hopefully in equal measures, it's joyous and it's liberating and it's really, really satisfying. In my line of work as a songwriter, what I always get asked is, do you write the words first or the music first? And sometimes the answer really is, sometimes it's the word first, and sometimes it's the music first, and sometimes it's both. Sometimes it's neither, sometimes it's the mushrooms first. But you take my point. The point is, there's no real way of doing it. It's true. Art is dirty, man. It's true. It's down in the muck. And it's funny about... I'm going to digress for a second. It's funny because I've always wondered about that, because as soon as you get into the theater or one step away from the actual artist, it becomes a very highbrow operation. But the artists themselves, I know them, and it's very much not that. Like, they're, you know, they're smoking dope and they're drinking whiskey, and they didn't make the rent, and they're cheating on their girlfriends, and it's very messy stuff. But that's kind of what makes art. It's true. Anyway, back to the original thought. My point with that is that almost every time I write songs and make a record, it's a new challenge. And it's funny because it seems like the second that you think you know how to do it, you don't actually know how to do it. Because as soon as you get complacent about it and think, oh, I got this, I can do this without really trying, your music suffers, or your art suffers, in my opinion. You have to be very vigilant about that. And it's really scary. You have to re-examine yourself every time. You never really, you know, my buddy Ian Tyson is 83 years old, and he has the same insecurities as all of us do when he makes a new record. We talk about it all the time, and it's a battle every time. But having said that, it's very satisfying, and I would recommend it to anybody. It's true. There's a lot of potential for growth there. Another point about bringing people to or music and art to everybody is that I'm in a unique position, because people that go to the Glenbow and see the paintings on the wall, everyone knows that's art. That's acknowledged as art. And if you go to, I saw Hoffman do Death of a Salesman in New York last year, and that everyone, pretty much everybody at the theater would probably consider that art. But I'm in a weird place, because not everyone considers country music art. And granted, not all country music is art, but some of us are. It's true. I'm not being funny. Some of us do our best to make art, and I'll tell you know, even when I play the Calgary Folk Fest, for example, a lot of the people in the audience would probably consider what me and some of the artists are doing as art. But when I'm playing the honky tonk in Lubbock, Texas, or maybe Nanton, Alberta, you know, they don't recognize what some of us are doing as art. And in fact, sometimes they flat out deny it. Like, I don't know about that art shit, but I sure like me some Willie Nelson, you know. That kind of thing. But I would argue that those people maybe need art the most. And I think that I know enough roughnecks and cowboys and truckers that our society has very few outlets for those people to express themselves. And for some reason, it's okay to get real maudlin and real open about your feelings when there's a Willie Nelson song on. But I think that art is really important for those people. And, you know, that sort of leads back into my central thought about art being for everybody. But I think that we forget that sometimes, because a lot of what's considered, just, I think it's the way the word developed in the language. Art just doesn't seem to sit right with some forms of art, yet it is art. So I guess I'll leave it there and say that, remember that art's for the people at the Glenbow and the people at the ballet, but it's for the shitheads in the bar too.
Cor Blund spoke at the Walrus Talks' What Is Art Anyway? In 2016, and he's just one of the over 800 fantastic Canadians who have walked and wheeled the stage at the Walrus Talks. If you enjoyed this podcast, consider donating to The Walrus. We are a registered charity that relies on the community of donors and sponsors to produce compelling journalism, events, and podcasts. Learn more about how your support can make an impact at thewalrus.ca/donate. And we're coming up with a plan to deliver you The Walrus Talks at home. Sign up for our weekly newsletters to stay in touch at thewalrus.ca/newsletters.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.